RunDNA has an incredible range of running and walking footwear, apparel and accessories, catering for anyone who is looking for the right shoe and fit. They're trusted by podiatrists and physiotherapists right across Adelaide. The RunDNA fitter's advice is second to none. So if it's time for new walkers or runners, you can find RunDNA, 20 Manton Street, Hindmarsh, or the other location, 391 Fullerton Road at Fullerton. Both stores open 7 days a week, plenty of off-street parking. You can find them online as well. Can we wrap it up with some power rankings?
What do you got for this week, Hookie?
Well, I tell you what, there are some big movers. Let's start at number 10. Burnside Hockey Club men's team are in. New entrant into the Hookie's power rankings. They defeated Port Adelaide at Port Adelaide. They go equal top on the men's ladder. And after their recent performances, I have them in at top. They beat, they're level with Burnside, they're level with Seacliff now. And they've come from nowhere because Burnside has really struggled in the last 7 or 8 years. So here they are, back equal top. Burnside at 10th. Contacts at 9th. The reigning champions of the Premier League netball competition. They're a re-entry. They defeated Oakdale last weekend. So they replaced them in the power rankings. Oakdale out, Contacts in. At 8th, Brighton Lacrosse Club. The women, they had a bye, so they stay at 8. At 7th, West Adelaide women's soccer team. They were 5th. So they've dropped a couple of spots. They played a draw. So they've drawn 2 out of their last 3. Their other one was a 7-1 win over Burkalla. So they're not going terribly, but they're down to 7th from 5th. The Thunderbirds have climbed to 6th from 10th, Wallace. Had a huge win over the Melbourne Vixens in Melbourne. I reckon their odds on for finals now. They've got 2 games remaining. How far they go in the finals will be a question, but I reckon they can make it. So they're in 6th. Adelaide Hockey Club, they were 6th. They've jumped up to 5th. This is the women's team. They beat Seacliff at Seacliff. At number 4, they stay at 4, but I've got the Central District Lions, who are my favourite local sports team at the moment. They beat Southern at Southern. They did it without Ebi Adegibi, who's their huge centre who's been scoring all sorts of points. I watched a few highlights of this game. Majok Manyang just stepped up for Central and played one of the most awesome games. I think he had 30 points and 20 rebounds or something like that. So he was just dominant. It was great to watch. Metro Stars, who've been 1 for the last 2 weeks, have dropped down to 3, the National Premier League club, NPL South Australia team. Had a draw on Friday night to Adelaide United. Their lead in the competition is back to 9. I had to drop them down to 3 because I put the Crows up from 3 to 2 with their 68-point win over Richmond. And the new number one team in Hookie's power rankings, Wallace, Sturt. They've gone from 2nd to 1st with an 11-0 record and a 124-point win over the Eagles, who are in 5th. So this is a finals team that they've blown away by 17 goals. Quite unbelievable. So the Double Blues go to number 1 in Hookie's power rankings.
Brilliant, Hookie. Now, I think last week at the end of the show, you were telling us about this big run you were going to do. Did you get to it?
Yeah, I did. I did 28 Ks last Thursday. I've got a lighter week this week. I did finish the run, Wallace. I didn't get my fueling at all right. All I did was drink water, which I was told, if you've done 28 Ks and you've only drunk water, no wonder you were struggling at the end. So I did slow down a lot at the end. I went and saw our good friends at RunDNA. I picked up about 20 of those gels that you run with you and you take every half an hour or so. So I've got a 14K run this Friday. I'll do a couple of gels. And then I've got a 32K run the following week and I'll try, 6 or 7 of the gels then. So, I'm really getting to the pointy end now. It's starting to feel like it's real. After a 28K run, man, I struggled. My legs were exhausted. But at the same time, it was heartening to know that I can get that far without really being fully prepared. I've also got to accept that it's only 2/3 of a marathon. I've still got 14 Ks to run. So, but no, really happy and just feel like I'm, building my preparation all the way through. Interestingly enough, the Sunshine Coast Marathon, the ambassador for it is Tara Palm, South Australia's own star runner. She's going to run the half marathon. We had a bit of a back and forth on social media last night and she did say that after she's finished her run, she'll stick around to cheer me on. And I said, I hope you've got a good book because you'll be waiting a while for me.
That's brilliant. Awesome, Hooky. Good to chat.
You too, mate. Excellent. Well done. And we'll see you next week.